Live from Warrawong across the Illawarra, this is Jade and Damien. You make me lose my mind. On 96.5 Wave FM. When we get
together. Look, all this week, it's been about beauty. Oh, yes. Hey, cue the music. We need beauty music.
Oh, well, we love our beauty music. Oh, no, we're not going to cue the beauty
music. I'm too sexy for my face, too sexy for my body. Yeah, that's the beauty music. So, look, this all originated last Friday. You did a celeb buzz, and you talked about the incredible beauty tricks that all the celebrities are doing.
Mm.
All
yes.
right, so we road tested Sandra Bullock's hemorrhoid cream on your face on Monday. Right.
Yeah. That was great. Yeah, butt cream on my face.
Butt cream in your face. You weren't convinced with that, is that right?
Yeah, look, no.
All right.
I feel like that something was meant for your bottom. If it was meant for your face, they would have made one for your face.
Of course. Then somebody recommended that you put toothpaste on your face as well.
Yeah.
Because it's an exfoliant and it also gets rid of tartar and cavities.
Yeah. Thanks for that, Joanne. That's nice. And my face was very tight.
It was tight.
The next day. Yeah.
All right. Okay, so tight face. Day two. Day three, it was all about bananas, all right? You got a banana facial, and it was smooth. It had vitamin K in there to, I don't know why you need vitamin K, but it had it anyway.
It felt and looked like my one-year-old Henry had vomited all over my face.
It's vegan, though.
It was vegan, so that's the plus, yeah.
So suffice it to say, you haven't been too happy, really, with the results so far.
No, I feel like they're a little bit kind of backdoor, under the counter, you know, backyard beauty jobs, Damo, that you were doing. You kept putting things in my eyes.
No, this is
you're not trained.
It was all legit. Then along came Kim Kardashian. We all know her very well. And she likes to do the vampire facial.
That's right.
And lo and behold, we found someone. So now, vampire facial, for those who don't know what it is basically a whole bunch of bats come along and they suck your face. Is that right?
That is not it at all.
What is
Can
it?
Can I explain, please?
You had
Madeline on from Mr. Aesthetics in Wollongong.
Yeah.
And basically, I didn't know anyone in Wollongong did these because they're pretty high-end and they're amazing. The idea is that you draw blood out of your body. This little machine separates the blood, separates the red blood cells from all the good stuff. Mm-hmm. And then it gets kind of like all this needling gets kind of injected back into your face.
Wow.
But it promotes collagen, which after a certain age, your body stops producing it. So this is a way to promote collagen, which will help reduce lines.
Right.
And it's collagen. Does it make your whole face red? Kind of like an umpa-lumpa sort of vibe?
My face is quite red today. And look, this is one of the things that can happen from the vampire facial because it's pretty full on. So Madeline's a registered nurse. I had to go in there and sign off on all this paperwork.
Yeah, right.
And then she put on three different types of anesthetic onto my face.
Oh, wow.
I cannot feel my face. The blood has been drawn and it is now getting whizzed on a machine to separate the red blood cells and the good stuff. The good stuff is going back in the face. Am I making sense? Because I really cannot feel my lips at all.
Sounding wobbly.
I couldn't feel my face or my lips already.
You sounded delirious.
Yeah, well, I think just because I couldn't move because of the anaesthetic, which was a good thing because the machine that she was using, it has like 13 little needles on it and they go really quick all over your face.
Right.
Yeah, your skin, your forehead, everywhere. And it makes a sound like you feel like you're at the dentist.
Yeah. Oh.
Whoa, it doesn't really hurt at all.
No, it would do.
If I didn't have all the anaesthetic on, it would hurt. But all these things going all over your face, and you can't really, you can feel it, but it doesn't hurt. But the side effect for the next day or two is that you might have a bit of a red face.
You have a bit of a red face.
It might feel like you're sunburnt.
You did send us photographs yesterday and your face has calmed down since yesterday.
Oh,
considerably,
Well, do you know what was so bad? Because it was such a hot afternoon. It was like 40 degrees in Jamboree and I looked like that I'd blowtorch my face because it was that hot. And I'm not good in heat and my face goes red normally. So pair that with a vampire facial and it looked like my head was going to explode. It's calmed down a lot now, but I reckon in the next 4 to 6 weeks, I'll see results. Like, I'm really excited to see how it goes because it was a really cool experience.
All right, good experience. I'm glad you enjoyed that. While you were away, because obviously you had to leave the studio straight away after the show.
Yeah.
Pete, the milkman from More Than Milk.
Yeah.
You know Pete. Pete's a lovely guy.
Yeah.
Pete came in here and he's not normally angry about stuff, but he had a real issue.
Why?
Well, you guys have been stuffing around all week about having
Jade gets stuff drilled into her face and hemorrhoid cream and all this kind of stuff.
Don't forget the toothpaste. We love the toothpaste
too, yeah.
Bananas.
And far out. Why don't you go back 2,000 years ago when Cleopatra, and she was a beautiful lady,
oh yeah,
kept herself looking lovely, bathing in milk.
Oh, yeah. Like, okay. As in a bath. Oh, well, because, okay, you know everything about milk, all right. It's got calcium.
It's got calcium. It's got everything. It keeps you going all night.
Keeps you going all night. Now, so what are you proposing? Are you proposing we create a bath of milk? Can we throw in any Milo or anything like that?
Oh, whatever tickles your fancy, but I don't think Cleopatra had Milo back then.
Right, no, actually, fair enough. So, stick to the rules.
I think she just had the plain, straight, full cream milk and get it into your skin.
All right. Okay, well.
Well, we can only do this if you supply the milk. So can we count on you tomorrow?
Not a problem at all.
Okay.
All right. Okay, this is an interesting one. We're going to fill a bath of milk.
Pete's going to supply the milk. Can you supply a bathtub?
I will get a blow up something or other. A little swimming pool.
That'll do the job. All right, good on you, Pete. Thank you.
No problem at all.
More
anytime.
Than milk have come to the rescue. It's on like Donkey Kong tomorrow, Jade.
Yeah, it is on like Donkey Kong tomorrow, Jade. Are you happy with what's happened here? Because
I'm going to sit in a pool full of milk.
You've got to bring.
I'd prefer it if it was champagne.
Well, no, there's no
that's not good for your
there's
skin,
no benefits for it actually dehydrates you. Okay, so you're content. You're need on? To bring in a cozy tomorrow, and we'll have a nice little bath of milk for you.
This is why I don't leave you guys by yourself.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
Damien, as you may or may not know, my husband used to be in the army.
Well, I actually do know.
Yeah, when we
He's
met.
He's a pilot.
Yeah, but previous to that, he was in the army.
As well.
Infantry.
Oh, gee, what? He's like Jack Reacher, isn't he?
I know, he's done so many different roles and jobs in his lifetime. Such a short lifetime.
Yeah, no, that's right.
But over the weekend, we actually joined up and we partook in a COVID operation.
Oh, geez.
I know. I was pretty excited because I thought, I feel like that.
Wow.
I've got my camo gear on as well.
Wow.
So we're in Berry.
Yeah.
And we'd just taken the kids to the park, and then we went to a local, our friend's little restaurant, had something to eat, had a couple of drinks, and then we're on our way home. Realised we needed formula, we stopped at the front of the IGA there at Berry.
Yep.
Luckily got a park, because there's cars everywhere.
Yeah.
And after we got the formula, my husband got back in the car, and I said, oh, I really need to go to the toilet.
Oh.
And he's like, yeah, so do I.
Oh.
And we're like, oh, where are we going to go? And you're looking up the main street, and there's nowhere to go, and then I spotted it across the road. The Berry Hotel. Oh. And I looked at my husband and I said, I'm going in.
You can't do that.
Oh. So I ran across the road to the front door of the Berry Hotel. Now, those of you who go to Berry will know there's a man at the front door of the Berry Hotel.
Oh.
And there's a sign there that says, customers only.
That's what I thought.
If you want to use the toilet, go across the road to the park.
Oh.
I did not have time to go across the road to the park. So as I ran up to the front door and then I got there, as luck would have it, the man at the front door, he wasn't there.
Yes.
So I ran in, went to the toilet, I ran back out in record time, and I ran across the milk and I said, I went in, the guy wasn't at the front door. Quick, go.
Yeah.
We did a slap of the hands, tag team.
Yeah.
He ran across the road, he went in, and then I was sitting in the car with the kids. And the kids were starting to get narky.
Mm.
And one of the kids was screaming.
Oh.
Henry the baby had done a big poo. I could smell it from the front. And they're getting all cranky with me and everything. And after about 5 minutes, I'm like, where the heck is Milko?
Yeah, what was he doing?
Checked my watch, gave him a call, no answer. And I'm thinking, oh, no.
Oh, he got caught.
What's happened?
Uh-huh.
What has happened
man
to my...
Man down.
Oh, yeah, man down, that's right. That's exactly what I was thinking. I'm like, can I send him reinforcements? No, I can't because none of them know how to cross the road. I can't leave the kids in the car by themselves.
No.
So I'm sitting in there for another 10 minutes. I'm like, where the heck is he? Honestly, it's chaos in the car. Things are getting thrown around inside the car. All the kids are crying. I'm nearly crying.
Yeah.
And then my husband finally rings me back and he goes, hey, sweetie, sorry I'm taking so long. The guy was at the front door when I got back from the toilet, so I had to turn around and go to the bar and buy a beer.
Oh, nicely played, Milko.
So he's sitting there at the TAB having a beer, probably putting on a bet. Meanwhile, I'm left on the front line going, where's my backup?
Well played. That is awesome.
Last time I do a mission with him,
that is dad of the year.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
Damien, you are a man of many talents.
Where is this going?
You can sing. We established that back in, what was it, 2006?
Six.
When you won Australian Idol.
Yeah, okay.
You can Irish dance. We established that last week when you were dressed in your Lycra outfit and you did it at Facebook Live just before the circus. You can't juggle. But there's something else that you keep telling me you can do. In fact, you tell people of the Illawarra you can do it, and you've done it multiple times, and you just did it about half an hour ago in Celeb Buzz. And every time the word Liam Neeson gets brought up, anytime, you're always like, you just morph into Liam Neeson because you like going, I sound exactly like him.
Yeah, I do.
You do not sound exactly like him.
My name is Liam Neeson. Yeah. I met a girl in Melbourne. She was taken. I will find her. And I will make love to her.
That was you and Celeb Buzz. Hang on a minute. Did you edit that audio to make yourself deeper?
I sound deeper?
Look, because I don't think I laughed that deep.
I know. No, that's how you laugh.
I probably do, hey. Sometimes I do sound a bit drag queen.
I did get a copy of the audio because I like to have it for my collection of impersonations, and I may have just altered a little bit.
I like how you say impersonations, like you impersonate multiple people. It's only just Liam, and you don't even do that well. I just got a message from Dave who said, am I the only one who thinks that Damien's Liam Neeson impersonation is really, really bad?
Who's this Dave?
Who? Dave Dorr, his name is. He's on our Facebook
Dave
page.
Dave Dorr.
And he just sent a message and he said he does a bloody terrible Liam Neeson impersonation.
Dave, I challenge you to get on the phone and let's hear your Liam Neeson. And speaking of which, Jade, you're slagging me off. What do you do?
What, in terms of impersonation?
Yeah, who do you do?
I can't do anyone. I can't do anything.
Oh, look at you. You're slagging me off.
I never say I can.
But everybody has an impersonation. I mean, surely you can do... You can do Mickey Mouse, you know. Hey, Pluto.
Hey, Pluto. I'm Mickey Mouse.
Okay, no, you can't. No, you can't. What about what's his name? Shaggy?
Oh, Scooby-Doo. Shaggy. I can't.
Oh, my God. What was that?
That sounded like a hyena.
Give that one more go. So
Shaggy?
That's
terrible.
What about Yogi Bear? Can you do Yogi
Bear? No, that's... What's Yabba Dabba do?
Oh, shit. That's the Flintstones.
What's Yogi Bear? Hello, boo-boo. Hey. We're going to take a pick of the plastic.
Hey, boo.
All right, okay. No, you're terrible.
I am terrible.
Lewis Capaldi. You sure?
Who's Lewis Capaldi?
You know the guy who sings...
that guy that...
It's a Scottish guy.
And he had the American flag on his face. Yeah, he goes, and he still lives with his parents.
He goes, hello, my name is Lewis Capaldi.
Was he? Wow, my name is Lewis Capaldi.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay. I think we found her
my niche. Well, I still live with my mum too, so
you'd be a Lewis Capaldi if Lewis Capaldi had a big potato in his mouth.
All right.
Well, throw the phone lines out in here and do a bit of old school. You know, it's like a bit of hey, hey, it's Saturday. It's like, who do you do?
Who
do you do?
Who do you do? Okay.
4275-1965. We've established that
that I do everyone.
Yeah.
Damien's multi-talented.
Stop.
But there are people that, you know, have some impersonation. Like Nicki Minaj, she does that perfect Adele we had in Celeb Buzz earlier in the week.
Yeah.
There are some people that can just nail an impersonation. We would love to hear from you because clearly we can't.
Hit us up. Who do you do?
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
We would love to hear your impersonation. So if you can impersonate anyone or anything, give us a call. This is on the back of my friend here, Damien Leith, who does a mean Liam Neeson.
My name is Liam Neeson. I met a girl in Melbourne. She was taken. I will find her. And I will make love to her.
Now, disclaimer, Damien did edit that audio to make his voice sound deeper and more like Liam Neeson.
No, I just took it down a tiny bit because you put me on the spot.
Oh, yeah, you put me on the spot. We have established I cannot do any impersonations at all. But Nicki Minaj, she was on the James Corden Late Late Show and she can do a fantastic Adele.
Normally, everybody knows my British accent is sort of like a posh white lady, a rich white lady, right? But with Adele, I sort of have to like transform, like, you know, like she might have used to sell crack. And,
so good.
It is good.
Is it so just good. Me, or does she sound better with an English accent than her normal?
Whatever. She does a Bronxy sort of.
Yeah, no, she sounds much better as taken off Adele.
All right.
Probably change it.
Look, 4275196.5. Have you got an accent? Is this someone you do? We should get on to Lindell and Crammy, the drive show.
Oh,
because Crammy in particular, he's always saying that he can do voices and accents and whole.
He's always saying he can do everything.
Yeah. So, actually, that's right.
Yeah.
So we should get him on
the
phone.
He can win swim races. He can do impersonations.
That's right. But we're here. We've got Angie on the phone. Hey, Angie, who do you do?
I do Kylie Mole.
Yes.
From Full Frontal.
You know, she goes, just goes. No essay.
The comedy company.
I don't know.
That's
it, but
one.
But this sounds really good, though. Cause
yeah. Oh, my God. Like, she is so good at Kylie.
Oh, you've gone British. Is Kylie
funny.
British?
Jade's Kylie, is yeah.
I prefer Angie's Kylie. Angie's Kylie.
It seems better. Oh, Angie, wasn't the comedy company in Full Frontal awesome?
I used to like tops like so spack and stuff.
Oh, wow. Well done.
Yes, nice working.
Good on you, Angie. All right, we've got Caesar on the phone, or actually, should I say, Tony Montana. Hello, Tony.
Hello, man. Hello, people from Wollongong and from the south coast of Asia.
We are doing really well, Tony. This is pretty good, isn't it?
Tony Montana, what's that?
Scarface.
Oh, Al Pacino.
Yeah, Al Pacino. Give us your best Scarface line.
There are so many lines that are so popular, but hey. Say hello to my little friend.
Very good,
nice
Caesar.
Nice one, Caesar. Okay, that's very impressive. All right, set the bar quite high there. I'd say you do a mean Puss in Boots as well, and Antonio Banderas.
It's very early in the morning, but I tell you, I mean, we're big in the morning with a nice cup of coffee. There is nothing like...
You're great.
That's a good Puss in Boots.
That is
well.
A really good Puss in Boots.
You sounded sexy there.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Hello.
G'day, Crammy. How are you doing?
Yeah, good, mate.
Surely, you would do an impersonation of somebody.
I'm literally the worst at accents and or impersonating anyone. So I don't know. I mean, feel free to throw some names at me and I'll show you just how bad I can be.
All right, I'm going to give you some names. Name number one, Damien Leith.
Hey, g'day, how's it going? Yeah, see? I can't even do an Irish accent properly.
You sound English, actually. Wow. You actually make me sound good when I try and impersonate accents.
I'm here to help, mate. That's what I'm here to do.
What about Adele?
Oh, jeez. Hello. Is it me you're looking for?
Oh, that was terrible. Oh, you sounded like Dame Edna.
And you also went to Lionel Richie as well. Yeah. It wasn't Adele at all.
Okay, Sean Connery. Everyone can do a bit of Sean Connery.
Yes, it's Bond. James Bond.
That wasn't too bad.
That's all right. I was expecting you to go, yes, what I really like is some pussy galore.
Okay, stop showing off, mate.
I don't think that was much better than Crammy's, actually.
Come on. All right, good on you, Crammy. That wasn't really good, but I'm sure the show will be fantastic this afternoon, which will be awesome. Somebody that I know very, very well who definitely does amazing impersonations is Stozzy from the Sideline View on Saturday.
Oh, right, okay. Really?
Yeah. Now, Stozzy, he can do these Yodas and Keanu Reeves
Keanu Reeves, I'd like to hear that.
How are you doing, Stozzy?
Hey, how you going, guys? See, I've really been talked up. I've got to deliver, don't I?
Yeah, you really do.
Well, the thing is with all these impersonations is the problem is sometimes I'll start talking to each other in those voices. So I'll start off with Keanu Reeves going, whoa, Demo, you know that you're from Ireland? Whoa. And then all of a sudden, Arnold Schwarzenegger will come in and do the whole, Demo, get to the chopper! Come on! Do it! Yoda will pop up out of the blue and just let everyone know that you have the power. Yes. You're my boss. You're my boss. That's a little bit weird.
No, Stolzy, you've single-handedly redeemed the Wave FM team.
Well, that's right, because there's a reputation around here.
Has Damien done his Al Pacino in Scent of a Woman for you yet?
Oh, no, we haven't had the pleasure. We get a lot of Liam Neeson. Every time he needs to do an impersonation, he pulls out the same line from Taken.
Yes, I do.
Jade, you've got him to do the hoo-ha, hoo-ha.
Hoo-ha! My name is Al Pacino.
Oh, my God.
Hey.
I can't believe I'm going to say this, but you should stick to your Liam Neeson impersonation.
No. Give me another shot. Give me another shot. Hoo-ha! I am Al Pacino.
You sound like Cookie Monster.
And I like cookies.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade and Damien. You make me lose my heart. On 96.5 Wave FM. When we get together.